Today marks the first day of the season of Advent, where we're on a four-week journey where we'll be asking the question, who did we forget? Remembering God's people.
Often today's gospel that was filled with visions of destruction has been traditionally used to talk about endings. The ending of the earth, the ending of social norms, really, in a way, the ending of society as we know it.
And that's kind of scary, because what we know about God, the world, the order of things, and life as we know it appears to be under attack.
So, rather than focus on just endings today, we'd like you to consider or think about an alternate vision of this text. We think that instead of this being a text about endings, which instill fear and distrust, we'd like to focus your attention on the ways this text is about being watchful. Watchful for what God is up to in the world and how God seeks to help us to see anew that which God is up to, instilling hope in the world. You know, I'm really worried about you.
Yeah, me too. I really don't know what I'm going to do.
No, I don't think you understand. I'm not worried about you. I am worried about you trying to come here into my country.
Oh.
You know, as I think about that text from Luke, I see you and I see that this is the distress that God is talking about the nations under distress in the Gospel of Luke.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Luke talks about whole nations being under fire and in distress. Our nation is in distress because of what you are doing. You, with your caravans and your hundreds of people, acting like crossing this wall is no big deal. You're coming over in waves and flooding our cities.
Actually, crossing this wall is a huge deal. It means that my family might actually get to survive.
What are you talking about? The only reason you want to come across this wall is to take what's mine.
Where else am I to go? My family is threatened daily by violence. My daughter gets threats of rape on the way to school. My son left the school last year so our family could afford medication for my grandparents. And my wife was just robbed at gunpoint last week. My nation is in distress.
Well, that's your problem. You ought to do whatever it is that you can do to fix your own country, fix your own stuff, and then go home. Don't come here.
What is home? The gangs run the streets, my own neighborhood. We haven't had water in a week. I can't remember the last time food was brought into the grocery stores.
Well, why don't you just do something about it? You know, we've had our problems in this nation, and we somehow figured it out for ourselves. Go home!
Figure what out? The government's overrun by these same people. They have weapons, huge armaments of them. What am I supposed to do when a 44 is pointed at me? Or even, well,
that's tough. I get it, it's tough. And I know that I don't have any real experience of what you're going through. I'm just trying to make sense of all of this.
Yeah, you and me both. So what's your ethnic background?
Well, I'm Irish, why?
Well, did you know your ancestors were in the same place me and my family are in right now?
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it. When famine hit Ireland and persons and families were forced to move, they faced the same discrimination my people are facing right now.
I'm skeptical about that.
Well, unfortunately, you and I are not alone in a fit of experiencing and being affected by this discrimination.
Go on.
Well, every group of people who's ever moved to a new land by choice, by force, or even survival, experienced hate and fear. I mean, even the fact that I'm at this fence just goes to show how hard we work to keep ourselves separated from one another.
Well, I think of this wall, this fence, sort of how Luke did, that this fence is guarding our hearts and ourselves so that we're not caught unexpected like in a trap. This fence is for my protection.
But see here, I don't think that's what Luke meant.
Of course it was.
I'm not so sure. This wall is not just about protection. In fact, it's not about protection at all. It's about for separation. And that's not what Jesus called us to do. When God says be on ready and be on guard, it's not building a wall or a fence. It's about God breaking into the world. Jeremiah states that their days are surely coming, says God, when God will fulfill God's promises, when not even a fence or a wall will prevent God's justice, which is to care for the widow, feed the poor, and support the orphan. It's being on guard so our hearts might be open to God and to one another. And God is calling us not to forget those people, but to remember them.
Well, maybe we are both so afraid of each other that we will build even bigger walls than this one.
Definitely.
Well, maybe then we're being called to a different way. A different way to see one another. I'm Jeff.
Andy.